Hello, welcome to your daily briefing, February the 24th, 2020. Let us pray. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you have brought us to this new day, that we can take a look again at your word, seeing clearly there the indications of all of the things that you have told us will occur. We ask, Lord, that you would give us the strength that is necessary, that we might be able to stand against all that will come and be with you and for you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today I'd like to take a look at an article found in the BBC News website. It was published on the 21st of February, 2020, and it has to do with the fact that there's news that has been broadcast that Russia is meddling in the 2020 election. That should not surprise anyone. But the article in the BBC News website is published the 21st of February, 2020. And the title of the article is Russia Meddling to Help Trump Win Re-Election. U.S. Lawmakers Hear. The title again, Russia Meddling to Help Trump Win Re-Election. U.S. Lawmakers Hear. Here's the article. U.S. intelligence agencies have warned that Russia is attempting to help President Donald Trump get reelected in November, U.S. media reports. The comments were said to have come in a closed-door briefing to the House Intelligence Committee on the 13th of February. Mr. Trump sacked his acting intelligence chief, Joseph McGuire, a week later. Reacting to the reports, President Trump said that there were another misinformation campaign and a hoax launched by his Democratic opponents. The New York Times reported that Mr. Trump was particularly angry that Adam Schiff, the Democrat who led the impeachment proceedings against him, was at that briefing. During the House intelligence briefing, Mr. Trump's supporters argued that the president had taken a hard stance with Russia and that European ties and security had been strengthened as a result, the newspaper added. Mr. Schiff later tweeted that if Mr. Trump was in any way interfering with the sharing of information between U.S. intelligence agencies and Congress regarding foreign interference in the election process, the president was jeopardizing attempts to stop it. We count on the intelligence community to inform Congress of any threat of foreign interference in our elections, he said. If reports are true and the president is interfering with that, he is again jeopardizing our efforts to stop foreign meddling. Mr. McGuire was a favorite to be nominated for the permanent director of National Intelligence Post in Washington, the Washington Post said. However, the paper said that the president changed his mind when he found out about the briefing and what he called the disloyalty of his staff. The president announced this week that Mr. McGuire would be replaced by Richard Grenell, the U.S. ambassador to Germany and a Trump loyalist. Two Trump administration officials told the New York Times that the replacement of Mr. McGuire so soon after the contentious briefing was a coincidence. Democrats criticized the president for appointing Mr. Grenell, who has previously played down the extent of Russian interference in the last election and has celebrated the rise of a far-right politicians in Europe. Ned Price, a former aide to Mr. Trump's predecessor Barack Obama, said the president had dropped the charade that he has any use for intelligence. He has just named the most political and abrasive U.S. ambassador to what is supposed to be the least political and undoubtedly delicate role, he tweeted. So what is the Trump-Russia controversy about? Russia is a sensitive subject for Mr. Trump. U.S. intelligence agencies concluded in 2016 that Russia used a strategic idea of cyber attacks and fake news stories in an effort to skew the election against Democrat Hillary Clinton. Mr. Trump's presidential campaign and transition teams were accused of conspiring with the Kremlin agents, setting off an inquiry that lasted nearly 2 years. The American president and his Russian counterpart denied any collusion. Mr. Trump has often called the investigation into Russian meddling a political witch hunt. In 2017, the U.S. president also came under scrutiny for sacking FBI chief James Comey, who was leading one of the investigations into Mr. Trump's ex-national security advisor, Michael Flynn, who had lied to the FBI over contacts with top Russian officials. Later that year, former FBI Director Robert Mueller was appointed as special counsel to lead the inquiry into the Trump-Russia allegations. Mr. Mueller submitted a 448-page report in 2019 that offered a picture of Mr. Trump's conduct. It did not find that the president's campaign criminally conspired with Russia during the election, but did suggest Mr. Trump obstructed justice. Mr. Mueller said the report was not an exoneration, but he would not say that Mr. Trump committed a crime. So that's the end of that first article that we're taking a look at today. It's entitled, Russia Meddling to Help Trump Win Re-election, and that's the 2020 election we're talking about. That article is found in the BBC News website, published the 21st of February 2020. The second article that we will take a look at today is also found in the BBC News website, also published on the 20th of February, 2020. And the title of that article is, Trump Criticized for Appointing Loyalist Grinnell as Acting Spy Chief. The title again, Trump Criticized for Appointing Loyalist Grinnell as Acting Spy Chief. Here's that article. President Donald Trump has appointed Richard Grinnell, the current ambassador to Germany, as the acting intelligence chief in charge of U.S. spy agencies. The move was a surprise to many given his lack of relevant experience and controversial record of pushing conservative policies as a diplomat. But Mr. Grinnell is a staunch Trump loyalist and has been outspoken in his defense of the president. Critics say this bias will impede his ability to deliver neutral facts. As the acting director of national intelligence, Mr. Grinnell will manage the National Security Agency, the FBI, the CIA, among other agencies, as well as advise the president on intelligence concerns. The president announced the appointment via Twitter on Wednesday, saying Mr. Grinnell had represented our country exceedingly well as ambassador. But U.S. media reports some officials and Trump allies are concerned that Mr. Grinnell was given the dictatorship based primarily on his loyalty to Mr. Trump. Mr. Grinnell is a former Fox News contributor and served as U.S. spokesman at the United Nations during President George W. Bush's term. He was confirmed by the Senate to be the ambassador of Germany in April 2018. He's believed to be the first openly gay member of Mr. Trump's cabinet. Mr. Grinnell will replace the current acting director, retired Vice Admiral Joseph McGuire, who must leave the post by 12th of March in accordance with federal law. When the last director, Dan Coats, left in July, the president attempted to fill the role with another loyalist, Republican Congressman John Ratcliffe. Mr. Trump eventually decided against doing so after bipartisan pushback over Mr. Ratcliffe's lack of experience and outspoken support for him. It was clear he was unlikely to be confirmed by the Senate. There is no indication whether or not Mr. Trump intends Mr. Grinnell to serve permanently. A White House statement says Mr. Grinnell had years of experience working for or intelligence community in a number of additional positions and would take a non-political, non-partisan approach. However, some in Washington were less convinced. This is a job requiring leadership, management, substance, and secrecy, former CIA officer John Cypher told the New York Times. He doesn't have the kind of background and experience we would expect for such a critical position. Who else has served in this role? The idea of having a director of national intelligence has been floated since the 1950s, and the role was not created until the aftermath of 9/11. People like John Negroponte was the first director in 2005. He was a career foreign service member, including serving as ambassador to the United Nations and Iraq, and was President Ronald Reagan's deputy national security advisor. Then there was Mike McConnell. He was a retired vice admiral and long-term intelligence professional who was director of the National Security Agency before his appointment to the spy chief role in 2007. Then came Dennis Blair, a retired four-star general, four-star admiral, former head of the U.S. Pacific Command and former joint staff director at the Pentagon. He also served as the associate center military intelligence director under President Bill Clinton. Then there was James Clapper, a lieutenant general in the U.S. Air Force and director of the Defense Intelligence Agency. He served in intelligence following 9/11 and had received an honorary doctorate from the Joint Military Intelligence College. He resigned as Director of National Intelligence when President Barack Obama left office. And then there was David Coates, Dan Coates, who left the post in 2019. He was an Army veteran, the former U.S. Senator from Indiana, and ambassador to Germany. Mr. Trump has feuded with the intelligence community throughout his presidency, questioning reports by U.S. agencies that Russia interfered in the 2016 election. Last year, Mr. Trump told his own intelligence chiefs to go back to school, assailing them for being extremely passive and naive over Iran. Mr. Grinnell has also been dismissive about Russian meddling and in his post as ambassador been an outspoken critic of Berlin policies. He has called for Germany to follow through on Mr. Trump's demands, like increasing contributions to NATO and ending business operations in Iran. In 2018, following his move to Berlin, Mr. Grinnell told the far-right Republican Breitbart, "I absolutely want to empower other conservatives throughout Europe, other leaders. I think there is a groundswell of conservative policies that are taking hold because of the failed policies of the left." Last year, he spearheaded a campaign to end criminalization of homosexuality worldwide. He is expected to retain his ambassadorship while serving as acting intelligence chief. Now, of course, you see the changes that the president is making here, and it's well known, I mean, it's well understood, clearly understood, the direction in which the country is heading. Now, you and I need to understand that this is not accidental by any means. The Constitution, as we know it, is being changed, but not just the Constitution. We've noticed in the last 3 years that there's a direct assault upon the structure of the American system and the way that it is supposed to work, or it used to work. Remember now, we've made the point on this program before, the difference between the democracy and a republicanism. And when I say republicanism, I'm not talking about the party. I'm talking about the structure of Republican government. Remember, we made the point in one of our broadcasts that a democracy is one in which the rights of the rights of the majority always dominate. The difference is that in a Republican form of government, the will of the majority is respected while the rights of the minority are protected. And that is important. It is important because in order to protect the rights of the minority, there must be a respect for that and a recognition of the fact that there are those in this country who do not necessarily always see things the way the majority sees it. But of course, as we've noticed in our last few years, the Constitution is under direct assault, direct change, and there is not much left to be changed as we've seen things going forward. Now, we've been warned about this. We have been warned about this time and time again. And now, as we stand in the year 2020, we see a change coming in the country where the idea of the United States of America protecting the rights of the minority is disappearing. As a matter of fact, the will of the majority is not even being taken a look at because we are seeing an ignoring of some of the rights of the majority also. You and I need to grasp the changes that are coming. And we must recognize that there will be a time coming, a time not very far off, when certain laws will be passed that will remove completely the concept of religious liberty in this country. You and I must recognize that the laws that are being considered by the far right evangelicals are the kinds of laws that will make changes that have been foretold in God's word. There's a quote that I'd like to share with you today from Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 386. It says here in that quote, beginning at paragraph 3, that's Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 386 and paragraph 3. This land has been the home of the oppressed, the witness for liberty and of conscience, and the great center of scriptural light. God has sent messengers who have studied their Bibles to find what is truth and study the movements of those who are acting their part in the fulfilling prophecy in bringing about the religious amendment, which is making void the law of God and thus giving ascendancy to the man of sin. And shall no voice be raised of direct warning to arouse the churches to their danger? Shall we let things drift and let Satan have the victory without a protest? God forbid. Now notice the next paragraph, the same page, Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 386, beginning at paragraph 4, says, there are many souls to come out of the ranks of the world, out of the churches, even the Catholic Church, whose zeal will far exceed that of those who have stood in rank and file to proclaim the truth heretofore. For this reason, the 11th hour laborers will receive their penny. These will see the battle coming and will give the trumpet a certain sound when the crisis is upon us, when the season of calamity shall come. They will come to the front, gird themselves with the whole armor of God and exalt his law, adhere to the faith of Jesus and maintain the cause of religious liberty, which reformers defended with toil and for which they sacrificed their lives. Continuing. Page 387 and paragraph 1. A spurious Sabbath is presented to be legislated into power, compelling the observance of a Sabbath which God has not enjoined upon man. The persecutions of Protestants by Romanism, by which the religion of Jesus Christ was almost annihilated, will be more than revived when Protestantism and popery are combined. Our own land is to become a battlefield on which is to be carried on the struggle for religious liberty, to worship God according to the dictates of our own conscience. Then can we not discern the work of the enemy in keeping men asleep who ought to be awake, whose influence shall not be neutral, but wholly and entirely on the Lord's side? Shall men cry peace and safety now, when sudden destruction is coming upon the world? When God's wrath shall be poured out? Let me read one last article for you here. One last paragraph in that book, Selected Messages, Volume 3, page 387 and paragraph 3 says, America, where the greatest light from heaven has been shining upon the people, can become the place of greatest peril and darkness because the people do not continue to practice the truth and walk in the light. The more nearly we approach the closing scenes of this earth's history, the more pronounced will be the work of Satan. Every species of deception will take the lead to divert the minds from God through Satan's devices. Now that's an important warning, and you can see the changes that are taking place. This land, our land, is to become a battlefield on which is to be carried out the struggle for religious liberty. Today God is calling you to be ready for the time to come, so that you might stand with him. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you continue to warn us. As we look around us and we see the changes that are taking place, we recognize that your word is specific and accurate in every detail. We ask that you would give us the strength that is necessary so that we might indeed obey you implicitly in everything that you have commanded. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. This has been your daily briefing, February the 24th, 2020.